President Obama's initiative to fix the way Americans pay for health care is losing popular support, and lawmakers from both parties have expressed concern about its cost. So Mr. Obama held a news conference to make his case that overhauling the country's health insurance system is an issue that should transcend politics.
This is about every family, every business, and every taxpayer who continues to shoulder the burden of a problem that Washington has failed to solve for decades. This debate is not a game for these Americans, and they can't afford to wait any longer for reform.
Mr. Obama accused Republicans of playing politics with the issue after at least one opposition senator said failure to pass health reform could break the president. However, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said earlier that Republicans are also concerned with policy, not politics.
We don't wish anyone ill. We want to get the policy right.
And House Republican Leader John Boehner said Americans are concerned that Mr. Obama's proposal will involve excessive government involvement in people's lives.
But I think as Americans look up today, what they see is a big government takeover of health care that's on the table, and a plan that that frankly they don't support.
At the news conference, Mr. Obama said if the system is not changed, 14,000 Americans will lose health insurance each day. And he said the United States will not be able to control its deficit if it cannot control health care costs. He defended his early August deadline for congressional passage of the legislation, even though it's almost sure to slip.
If you don't set deadlines in this town, things don't happen. The default position is inertia, because doing something always creates some people who are unhappy.
7 of the 10 questions asked at Mr. Obama's news conference concerned health care. The president also fielded questions about his efforts to reform the U.S. financial system and said progress is being made.
It's not where it needs to be, but people are no longer talking about the financial system falling off a cliff. We've stepped away from the brink.
It was the first major Obama presidential news conference at which he was not asked questions about foreign affairs. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.